Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy. And we're a little bit dead.
Whew. It's Thanksgiving week, sister.
I'm excited that I'm not.
Yeah, fine.
I mean, I know that sometimes that makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. But this time of year is, the best part about it to me is that it kicks off the holidays because I do love the Christmas season. The main reason why I like Christmas season is just because people tend to be a little more kind this time of year.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. You know, the holidays are just not.
It's me.
Thanksgiving just kicks off my depression.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. I do understand that.
A good headspace lately.
Yeah, you know, and it's not just this year to me, but this year specifically. This has been a year of loss to me.
Yeah, you've had a lot of loss this year.
The job that
in the industry that I work in, I deal with loss every day. And so I try really hard to not let it affect me. And so this week, my mom's best friend passed away. And so then that brought back all of those memories of Cora. You know, and then I went and hung out with my childhood friends. And we went through pictures and talked about all the things that we... I'm just not in a good spot. And then tomorrow... is the anniversary of my mom's death 4 years ago. And so I'm going through it.
You know, yesterday was the anniversary of my mother.
We were talking about that.
Yeah, it's been 13 years yesterday that my mother passed on Thanksgiving Day.
My mom passed the day after.
See, it's just wild whenever you have a loss that's during the holiday season. Like, it doesn't matter what day Thanksgiving falls on. That, to me, is the anniversary of when we lost my mom. It's just wild how that works. But, you know, there's so many people that are going through it right now. And I try to remind myself of that, that I'm not alone. You know, there's a lot of people going through the same thing.
Yeah, and I think it's important to talk about it, though, too, as I find myself going into my seasonal depression and not... talking to anybody, get in my bed and watch Below Deck. I don't engage. That's not good. I mean, too.
Talking can, I don't know. Okay, I was going to say talking can be here, right? It can be, but sometimes just being able to get it out is what I mean by that. Not necessarily having that other person that you're telling it to, but just being able to get it out, get your emotions out, because that way you're not just bottling it in, you know?
Yeah, I think it's important to have people around you that you can vent to you. If you don't have somebody around you that you can vent to, find somebody, because it's great.
Yeah.
You know, I did counseling for a while, and my counselor retired, and I was really sad, but that was helpful to me, too, just to be able to, like, because the more you keep that, and like that pain just everywhere, and it eats you from the inside out. It made me a very angry person for a long time, and so now I feel like I'm better with it, and I can. But then I also find myself like disassociating certain things, and it's been
okay. No, and it's funny, you can be surrounded by people and still be completely alone because of not sharing or not opening yourself up to the relationships around you.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, this year, you know, and it's not just Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving just kicks it off, but this will be the first year that I do not have two of my best friends. One of them was my ride or die best friend. She passed away at the end of June. And then my sister, you know, that's three people that this will be the first holiday that they're just not around at all. And, you know, like my friend Jen, me, we would go to his house every year for Thanksgiving. We would do it right after Thanksgiving. We would have Friendsgiving every year. And it just now hit me, literally sitting here just now hit me that we've not even talked about it this year. Having Friendsgiving, you know, I don't know.
It's a hard time of year for, I said it's a hard time of year for a lot of people. So I think it's important to talk about it. And I think it's really easy to get depressed and get yourself into a bad state of mind. I just like to remind everybody to be kind during the holiday season. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know what people are feeling. I think that so many times people get so caught up in their own whatever. And then, you know, like, we don't have to shove each other on Black Friday.
We can just be kind, you know.
Well, you know, now that we have all this online Black Friday shopping, which takes place before Black Friday, well, now that we have that, we honestly...
Listen, I haven't been in a store in years. Even before COVID, if I couldn't get it online, I don't need it. I would get kinked on a store. Hey, Ben, in a store. And the last time I went Black Friday shopping, it was so...
A stampede in Walmart. Are you serious? You know, and I wondered, you know, the people that have had broken bones or whatever else. I wonder if that item people were fighting over is even important right now, seriously.
But how many people have died
getting
trampled at the door?
Is it worth it?
That's so crazy to me.
Well, we are consumers. I mean, that's what we are.
Yeah. I mean, now the job that I have, I appreciate and I love. I like to shop. Last night we had a holiday on First Street here in the town. Oh, that was so much fun. The amount of people that came through our shop, it was crazy. It was so much. But nobody was trampling.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we came in and did like a little build your own bouquet thing else. Did your job then. I was very cold, so I left my teenage helpers too
cold.
So yeah, that was fun. We made a little money about it, but yeah.
Well, while we were talking about being kind and all that, you know, another thing that comes to mind that I think would be important to say is sometimes I think we have false guilt during the holiday. And what I mean by that is we feel like that we have the need to allow people into our lives. Maybe it's a family member or a friendship or a past friendship, but we feel that we have to bend over backwards and allow them to be a part of. I don't know how else to say this besides to say sometimes there are toxic people in our lives that it's okay to distance yourself from. And if that means you don't go to their home for your gathering or you don't invite them to your home for your gathering or whatever. And I mean, I love forgiveness. I love the idea that everybody can get along and be kind. But the honest truth is sometimes it just doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, I'll tell some family drama real quick, but. You know, I have an uncle that we haven't always seen, and we haven't always been kind to each other. And yeah, he's coming to Thanksgiving this year. And, you know, me and the kids and everybody got together and was like, you know, we should really include and be kind. There's been bad blood or whatever. But my God, it's been years. Family's family, you know, and sometimes things get said are mean or, you know, you get your feelings hurt over whatever it is. It's not too late to go to somebody and say, I did this. I'm sorry. Come be included in family stuff.
It is so hard to humble yourself, though.
Oh, yeah.
To ask for forgiveness, especially when you're angry about something. Yeah. It is so difficult. Because but it's also very liberating.
It is very liberating because it takes so much energy to hang on to being angry. And I spent so many years being angry. Yeah, over it doesn't matter. It does not matter.
You know, and
just the amount of years I took off of my life from being
this
and angry.
For what?
That what did my anger accomplish?
Nothing.
It created this whole situation that was absolutely useless. And so if you can look past yourself, place of forgiveness, find a place of peace. And you know, if your uncle pissed you off and you don't want to invite him to Thanksgiving, that's okay too. But you can, in your heart, for your own sake, just forgive it.
You can. Okay, so forgiveness is always going to be the best option. Always.
Yeah.
Because unforgiveness towards somebody, that affects you, not them. It really does.
Oh, absolutely.
But, so acknowledging that there are times that there are toxic relationships.
Oh, yeah.
And those,
if it
is going to hurt your mental health, if it is causing you nothing but drama and anger in your life, I feel personally that beyond okay to distance yourself from those kinds of relationships.
You can forgive someone and give them grace, but you don't have to be involved. And you don't have to be involved in their daily life. You can forgive without being besties, you know?
Absolutely.
I just think it's important. Forgiveness is important. Kindness is important. And give a little bit of grace, because sometimes in a lot of families, decisions are made and then this one gets a feeling hurt and that one gets a feeling hurt. And then the whole family's in turmoil. And for what? In the grand scheme of things, what difference does any of that make?
So,
just get around the lawn, eat the turkey, and it's in my experience. I mean, you know, I'm not.
In my experience,
it takes so much more energy to hold on to grudges and anger and bitterness. And then you're just mad out.
Fleer, it does weigh over into the rest of your lives. And if you're going through any kind of seasonal depression, it will not make it easier.
No. Seasonal depression, I thought I was doing so. I was going to not have seasonal depression this year, and then all this happened with my mom's. It breaks my heart for her kids because
we're all the same age, and I feel like we're too young to be losing our mamas.
And here we are. But it kind of brought all that into the first city.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to fight my seasonal depression. So we'll see how it.
Hey, you're vocalizing, though. You are, you know.
I was telling my husband the other day, you know, I really need to cut back on my drinking because I drink a little bit every day, which is probably not the healthiest thing to do. It's not. You could cut back on your drinking. But yeah, but it's not going to be this week.
Let
me get through this one.
So let me ask you this question. Are you making a turkey?
I'm not. We're having Thanksgiving at my daughter's house. And the only thing she wanted me to make was Yankee dressing. And which in my family, we never had cornbread dressing ever. We had he dressing. And listen, there was a whole debacle when my mama died because there was not a recipe for this dressing. And I did not know how to make it. And I was panicking. You know, I have a cousin that lives in Minnesota. She was like, well, I can send you the ingredient list, but I don't want to make it either. You just make it. Like, that is the most unhelpful thing. Like, what in the hell? Like, how do I make this dressing? And then my uncle, he didn't know how to make it, and I wasn't talking to him because I was being ridiculous.
And so,
my stepmother came in and saved the day because she was like, I know how to make the dressing.
I don't know that I've ever heard of what exactly is Yankee dressing. What is the difference?
It does not have corn. It's made with bread. Okay. And you take loaves of bread and you lay it out for 3 days and you let it
dry
and get real dry. And then it's got sausage and celery and onion. It's really good and it's really rich and lots of sage. And
so do people of the North call it Yankee dressing?
No, I think they just call it dressing.
I grew up calling it Yankee dressing.
Well, my grandmother was from, originally from this. But yeah, Philly, I never had cornbread dressing until I was a grown adult. You know, because I was like, oh, well, that's not dressing. I don't want that. I definitely don't want that. It's yucky. It's not dressing. Open another one,
Grandma,
sister.
Now, my husband and I are the mom and pop in our family at this point because he's lost both of his parents. I've lost both of my parents. And
that's loud.
There's a dead leaf on this plant. But for me.
Well, we tend to have family gatherings at our house. And so I do a bulk of the, but I do make cornbread dressing. I make it the way that my mother made it. Which is so funny because I got the recipe from my mother years ago when she was still alive. She gave me this recipe and I started making it for family gatherings with my husband's side of the family. And now if you were to ask any of them what's a family staple for them, they think it's this dressing recipe, yeah. Which came from completely not from my husband's base. I mean, I guess that's okay because I love them just like they're blood kin to me, you know.
Well, I've found a recipe. It's good. And I usually make two big pans of it. I'll take a pan out to my dad's because my stepbrother loves Yankee dressing. He usually takes in his own little pan to call. And then me and my kids do like a separate thing on Saturday after Thanksgiving. But yeah, the Thanksgiving that my mom passed away, my stepmother and my dad brought me a whole Thanksgiving spread, and she made me a huge recipe. So then the following Thanksgiving, she helped me, like, get it together. And yeah. So now I've kind of tweaked the recipe to what I think is closest to what I grew up with. And so it's been good to have family. It's supportive and can help, like, because I lost my mind. Because, my dad called me after I'm done. My dad called me. He's like, we're going to make you Thanksgiving dinner for Saturday. What do you want? I said, well, take you dressing. And I'm going, it's okay. I know how to make it.
I got her nothing.
But then the next Thanksgiving, I was like, why do I make sense? I was paying again. Anyway, I got the dressing made. And so now I know how to do it. And there is a recipe because I wrote it. And I have sent it to all my children so that they all have it. And anybody wants my Yankee dressing recipe, I'll post it.
You know, side note.
In the show notes.
You know, one of the things I did for my girls whenever they were getting married is I started with just a regular notebook. And I put plastic sheets in there that you could put papers in.
Yeah.
I know what this, what's the technical name for it? But anyway, I filled it with recipes for them. And it was all family recipes and things like that that they grew up having. And, you know, I thought that was such a wonderful gift. And I still believe that is a wonderful gift.
Yeah.
If you have daughters getting married. But the sad thing that happened from me doing that
is that when they come to visit, there's very few meals that I could say, what would you want me to make you? Because they can cook it all themselves. So it's not that big of a deal. But there are two things that I make that both came from my mother. My girls, they will not cook it. They want me to make it. Well, I say that. My youngest daughter, she lives far away from us, so she does make dressing at Thanksgiving. And she needs other people with it, so they're going to have their own tradition with that same recipe now, too. But my mother made, it's called black beans with, listen, this is the white girl way of saying this because I don't speak Spanish for it. It's black beans, yellow rice, and picadillo. I don't know if you've ever had it, but my mom, when she married my dad, he was in the Navy, and he was, he ended up stationed in Key West. And there are so many Cuban people there. My mother learned how to cook a lot of things in Key West. So everything had like a little Cuban twist to it. So it is Cuban, and it is so good. It's so good.
Coming to come, it's in your house.
I'll have to cook that bee someday.
Yeah.
It's really
bring me some matter.
I would love to try it.
Okay, only if she'll try some of my cornbread dressing.
I will try your cornbread dressing.
Okay.
I will. I used to have one. Sensory aversion to it. The locket was gritty. I've learned to lock it.
Interesting. Mine's not dry, so it's not gritty. And one of the things that, here's a cooking tip for you guys, if there's anybody listening. If you're making dressing and you have people who absolutely hate the texture of having veggies in your dressing, I puree them. I puree onions. I puree celery. So it's got all the flavor in it.
Yeah, it just doesn't have the pieces.
So no.
In my Yankee dressing, probably it fits into Sunday. Somebody's going to.
We're so sorry if you're offended.
I'm sorry.
Mangry.
Listen, we just grew a pony and keep them. It's got big onion and celery. It's like, it's more of a, it's chunky. Chunky. And you keep up your back, you dry the bread out and then you keep it.
What?
The Cali to try?
Has well with sage in it.
Okay. At least. So the only thing I want to know is, do you use cranberry sauce with it?
I do like a Walker.
Like
the ocean spray, like, comes can in a solid
jelly. Yeah.
And then if they don't afford to get a Walker.
Well, girl, you would have to absolutely just die if you saw the way I eat dressing. I put sweet potatoes on top. I put candied yams on top of it. I don't do sweet potato casserole. I make
candied yams.
Yeah. And candied yams goes on top of my dressing, and then cranberry sauce. Sweet.
Oh, that's funny.
It probably sounds disgusting, but it's so yummy.
It's so funny because in my mom's family, we always did sweet potatoes with like marshmallows and brown sugar. Stepmom's family does theirs with the pecans. She does hers differently. And so my daughter, she likes both ways. And so she can bond. She does like marshmallows, brown sugar, pecan, like.
Put it all together.
Throws it all together. It's so good, though. This
career part of things, yeah, it's just eating all the food.
But yeah, we're having it at my daughter's house this year. And so she said, I'm going to do off cooking. All I want you to do is.
I'm crying.
That gives you some restful Thanksgiving holiday.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to going in.
I'm going to get done early and spend the night. Get up and cook and on jam jams. And I fall somewhere that the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade was not going to be televised.
Really?
I saw that on TikTok today. That's not true because that's my favorite thing. You turn on.
That's why. Why would they not televise
it? Let me fat check myself real quick. Hold on.
Okay. Well. In the meantime, I can just remind everybody, don't forget to put your stretchy pants on Thursday.
And also, I don't know. TikTok's crazy. Because it says it's going to be on NBC starting at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. You can't believe everything you see on TikTok.
I just cannot imagine them not televising that.
Don't believe everything you see on TikTok, I guess.
That could be a whole episode in it.
I will agree. Yeah.
That's always been one of our Thanksgiving traditions. You get up in the morning, you turn on the parade, you turn the volume all the way up so that you can hear it.
Like,
while you're in the kitchen cooking, and put the kids on the couch and I watch the parade. Sometimes I've, in years past, like recorded it so I could watch it later.
I love that.
It was fun. Well, to me, in my childhood, it was not the holidays until you saw Snoopy the Blimp.
Oh.
And Kermit the Frog.
Good times.
Thanksgiving, honestly and truly, is my favorite holiday. But I just... And then my mom passed away
that close to Thanksgiving.
Ruined it. Just.
I know, but don't you think that would make your mom really sad?
Feel. I do, and you know,
what that about?
Take pictures. Take videos. Because I have not one video of my mom
talking.
Take videos, take pictures. Do all of those things because one day it comes out of nowhere.
We never know.
And then
take pictures and take videos. Everybody get along.
We can all be a little bit dead inside.
That's what this is about. Can still be nice. Just be nice.
Well, being a little bit dead means that you're still a little bit alive, too.
Yeah.
And some days that's...
It is. That's been my motto, though. I've made my mind up, instead of focusing on the loss that I've experienced this year. I mean, you can't help but to... There's going to be times you focus on it. But I've made up my mind that I want to be so grateful for the time that I did have with them because I've been so blessed. You know, if you suffer great loss, that's a sign of being blessed because that means that you had people in your life you loved, that loved you, that you were able to have that relationship with. And I really do try to remind myself at this time of year, whether it be my mom I'm thinking of, or my friend Jamie, my friend Wendy, or my sister, I'm just remembering the fact that how blessed was I to be able to have them in my life, you know?
You're right. You know, the more things pain you and the more things you feel things more deeply,
how deep that love was. And
yeah. And it's better to have loved and lost and to never have loved at all. Just for any relationship, I think, you know, not just in like romantic relationships, like any relationship, it's better to cut people that you're close to and real relationships. And sometimes it's hard when things end and you have to keep going. Even when you don't want to.
Yeah. Because we still have to live. And I've made up my mind, I want to, while I'm still alive, I don't want to just exist. I want to live. So I want to experience friendship. And I'm so grateful that I have a new friendship with you, Sandy.
Yeah. You know, I spend a lot of time existing. And I'm motivated to live a different life than what I've been doing. And I'm grateful to you because you've kind of made me come out of my comfort zone. And like, I'm in a different place that this year than it was last year. And I'm going to credit you with some of that, with just how accepting that you've been as me and a weird and crazy.
We're all different.
Yeah, but I really appreciate you stepping in to my life and being just such a great friend. And I'm really enjoying like doing this podcast with you and getting to know each other.
It's great. Y'all want to know how to make a new friend? Just get together and say, hey, let's make a podcast.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
I wanted to do a podcast. I bought the equipment. I bought all the stuff. I wanted to do a podcast. I'm
telling you, the girls at
My Favorite Murder,
they're just like, if you have something to say, do a podcast.
Everybody can do a podcast. We have something.
Do it. I wanted to do a podcast. I didn't know what it was going to be about. I didn't know who it was going to do it with. But I bought equipment about it, my God.
And you were preempting.
I was preempting. Hey, you want to do a podcast?
And I was crazy enough to say, well, yeah. Let's do it.
So here we are. We're making a podcast.
I figured out how to
hit us on Apple. We are on Apple Podcasts.
That is awesome.
A little bit dead on Apple. I think we're most anywhere you can listen to a podcast. We're on there now.
That's great.
And so far, everything is free for you guys. There's no subscriptions or anything like that. I have not gotten that far. I'm working on it. We're going to be so professional one of these days.
I'm going to believe you, little fan.
And we're going to get so professional. One day, this podcast is going to be released on the same day every week at the same time.
Oh. But in the meantime, our plan is.
Listen, it'll be released at some. Tonight's Tuesday. Sometime tomorrow on Wednesday. It will be on the internet for you to find.
We're doing a great job.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
So as a recap for everything we discussed tonight, try each other's dressing because you never know, you might find something. You know what? If you go to a friend's house or if you go to enough family members and they have something cooked and you don't know what that is, just try it.
Yeah.
Just be adventurous and try it. You might hate it, but you might love it. You never know.
I was a dressing snob. I would not eat anybody else's dressing because that looks weird. So yeah, try other.
Yep. Be kind to each other. Try to forgive if you can. And put on your stretchy pants. Everybody will be happy.
Also take pictures.
Yes, take the pictures.
And videos.
Yeah.
Just be kind.
That is great advice.
I think that's where we should leave it today.
Just be kind.
Yes, and we are going to celebrate with our families this week. If you want to reach out to us, our email address is werelittlebitdead@gmail.com. We have a Facebook, Little Bit Dead Pod, Little Bit Dead.
It's just called Little Bit Dead, LILBITDEAD.
Yeah, on Facebook. We're working on Instagram, maybe.
We'll see, but if you guys want to reach out to us, we would love to hear from you. If you have any ideas of the topic you want us to talk about, I think that would be grand. We should do an episode where we tell them to give us a topic. You would just
randomly. Let's do that now. Let's sit down and send us a topic.
Let's do it.
Because Chrissy and I do not know each other that well. We know each other from shopping in each other's jobs. So send us something that you think is interesting that we should talk about or find out about each other.
Or if there's anything that you'd like to know about us.
Yeah.
Just send it to us.
Chrissy and I have had pretty interesting lives that we're delving into and finding out, and we've both done lots of crazy things.
And you are friends. We are willing to be personal with you. So,
yeah. I think it's important to talk about the weird shit, you know.
That's right. Well, we will see you guys next week.
Yes. And if you want to send us emails, if we get enough emails, we will do like a separate listener episode. So if you have something to say to us, say it. We will have a listener episode.
This episode is Morris approved.
He's not just a kid, and sometimes he calls ruts. He's going to do it. We'll post a picture of the cat.
Yes.
Be kind and see y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.